latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Spanish supermarket chain Dia have reported disappointing sales in the third quarter of the year this week, with sales rising just 0.3% to 2.03 billion euro, giving them a 1.8% increase in profits of just 154.2 million euro. As the strawberry picking season is about to get underway, farmers in the Huelva region have once again promised to give the manual jobs to local workers for the second year running. However, they've also created a database of 2,000 Moroccan nationals who are on the reserve list to fill jobs that may fall vacant or in the event of an increase in workload. Spanish budget airline Volotea, the brainchild of former Vueling founders Carlos Muñoz and Lázaro Ross, will open their first base in Spain in 2015. The first location is likely to be in the north of the country for the Barcelona-based firm, with plans to open up to five bases amongst the Spanish airports, looking at spreading to the east, south and the islands. Currently, Volotea's aircraft spend the time at Venice, Palermo, Nantes and Bordeaux, with Strasbourg expected to be added soon. Spain's national competition auditor has broken up a business cartel which had 24 wooden pallet companies price-fixing the market between 2005 and 2011. The companies were given a 4.7 million euro fine, which offsets the profit during the operation. As the latest tourism figures are released by the Spanish government, it shows how Russian tourists spend the most when visiting Spain. The average daily spend per tourist is recorded at 108 euro, with the UK and Germany both coming up below that average at 101 euro per day, a drop of 0.5% and 0.3% respectively. Although more than French tourists who spend just 85 euro per day, an increase of 2.7%, Russian tourists on average spend 136 euro per day, which is up by 1.4%.